In Commander Fanland, it's going nuts. In Commander, listen, I was in Ashburn yesterday. I heard everything Adam Peters said. Mm-hmm. Those dudes don't seem stressed at all. But the betting markets combined with Jaden Daniels' agent's actions via social media have created a bit of hysteria here.
I don't know why, but you, the thing, see, I don't fall into it. You live it. You're in and out of Instagram and Twitter every day. And most fans live in La La Land, in and out of Twitter every day. I don't get caught up in it. And I especially don't get caught up when the gambling market changes stuff, because what they do, and I just told a guy yesterday on the golf course, you don't see Vegas not making big buildings, right? So I'm not going to sit up here and let them sway every move I make. Because what they do now, it's a lot of times when things are going one way, they hold on, this money has gotten the wrong way. We're not going to win this one. So they got to switch it up sometimes. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, and the whole thing of it, as you have stated and I've stated and other people on this station state, but I don't think they mean what they say, whoever they take, as long as they develop them, will be happy, right?
Yeah.
So if you have legitimate prospects, why the hell are people having hysteria and losing their minds?
I mean, the draft has become this living, breathing organism that people are obsessed with. And
I think
that's just the power of the NFL.
It's always been that. But now things are swayed by people that you don't see for the most part. Things are swayed by he says, she says, when we don't know if they really talk to somebody or not. And this is the thing, legitimate people today that work in the media come out and say stuff, and we don't know if somebody told them that or not. So I refuse to get my blood pressure up worrying about it.
I know you, and I know that that's your stance. I'm just telling you, in the world, people's blood pressure is through the roof. What are you, Lipitor? Blue Chew, what do you take for blood pressure? People need it.
And I think that is why, and I keep saying this to you, I say it to you, I say it to anybody that works in this profession. It is our jobs to educate and to alleviate that sometimes, but you know what? We've become a part of the issue.
Well, but I tend to agree with you, but there was actually real actions that have impacted things with Jaden Daniels' agent. Now, for me, I don't really
think. The emoji?
Yeah, the emoji.
That emoji did that much?
And I think it's impacted the betting markets.
But I'm saying an emoji did that much. It's strange to me, dude. That's a world I don't want to live in.
I understand that. I do think, I was thinking about this driving home, because a lot of people have really strong opinions about Jaden Daniels' agent tweeting out an emoji. I am not one of them. And I think we get caught up in this. People are like, oh my God, why would his agent do that? Who would choose an agent that would act like that? Think about big name agents. I know that the agent that previously repped Dwayne Haskins, mm-hmm. that David Mulligetta, who, as things went sideways with Haskins long before his untimely passing, and that's tragic, but there was a lot of stuff before that, right? Mm-hmm. There was a point in time where Mulligetta didn't think Haskins was being treated fairly and said, you'll see, you're not going to get more of my guys, right? Like, yeah. That's how agents act. Now, as the stories emerge, the truth emerged, he's like, all right, Dwayne isn't doing this thing right. I'm sorry. That's not exactly what went down. And I'm paraphrasing here. Like, don't put me on an aggregator board. I'm trying to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to Eric Burkhart, who's one of the biggest agents in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
When Kyler Murray wanted a new contract, he went scorched earth on Arizona.
Yes, he sure did.
Like, that is their job.
What he's supposed to do.
When you have a realtor trying to sell your home, you should call John Leahy for starters.
Yeah.
But, definitely. Like, if you got two offers, they're going to play each other off to drive the price up. Like,
oh, yeah.
These are agents acting in your interest, right? Like, there's a reason you pay them. Do I think it was smart to tweet out the emoji on the Florio story? No. Do I think the agent was thrilled that they brought four quarterback prospects in at once and kind of played wanted to see how they would interact with each other and with all the other draft prospects? No, he's not supposed to be.
Yeah, he's not.
Like, his
supposed
job
to
is to be pissed at
but
that.
But the thing is, the people that have an opinion about the emoji don't know what the emoji meant. Because after that emoji, he did like another thing that basically would go against him not agreeing with Florio. So what are we really mad at? What, like, my thing is, this is where I am, where there are a lot of people who like to tell a person you don't have the right to have an opinion. But what the hell are they doing? They have an opinion, don't they? So when I hear people want to blast people for using their constitutional right, I don't care if you're an agent, I don't care if you're whatever, you have the right to say something. Now people do have a right to come back on if they have the authority to do something. But our job is opinions. And people in our job get mad because somebody expresses their opinion. It sounds stupid to me.
I pretty much think it's clear that the agent is the guy, I think it's Ron Butler is his name.
Mm-hmm.
That
RB, running back.
There you go. That if you look at the liked tweets, depending how far down this rabbit hole you want to get, right? I think it's pretty clear that he's not thrilled with the Commanders process. And frankly, if you're the agent for a guy that maybe feels like he wasted his time or something, I can understand that. It's also possible, though, the emoji just meant he questioned what Florio was saying.
Yeah, it could. But that's the thing about it. No one knows. But people are having opinions. What if he were to come out and say exactly what you just said? Will anybody, Michael Jackson moonwalk their little vitriol back? No. Because what happens now, we feel we have the right to say what the hell we want to say because we got a mic. And then we are telling that person they can't say or do what they're supposed to do. If my job is to protect Jaden, Drake, Knicks, whoever, that's my job. And I do it the way I see fit. So if you feel that you have a right to come at me, I have a right to be upset at stuff too, don't I?
Well, there's something else that I think we got to be aware of here. Ron Butler works for a company called Agency One Athlete Management Group. They have a number of agents working for them. People got to understand in the agent process, there's a lot of agents out there. There's a ton. And you do have to get NFLPA certified.
Pass that test and get you a client, you can be an agent.
You pass.
You don't necessarily have to have a degree.
Yo, you don't have to have a client. You have to pass the test and pay the fee.
Yeah.
You know what they like? A whole lot of people paying the fee.
Until you have a client, you really can't say you're an agent.
Sure.
Just like people, everybody in Atlanta and also L.A. has a card that say actor.
Right.
Have you ever been on a commercial or a movie?
B, I got a card that says actor, right? Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, everybody has that.
Like, yeah. You know what generally unions and associations like? Members, because they pay dues. But let's just briefly go around the room. Can White Mike hear me? Can you hear me? Mikey,
yeah, he can.
Can you name an NFL agent for me? Just one that comes to mind.
David Mulligetta.
David Mulligetta. Boom. You got one, Jeff?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. Drew Rosenhaus.
I know a lot of them.
Jimmy Sexton. There's a lot.
Steve Baker.
Sure. Andrew Ross.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson.
Steve Carrick.
Not,
Lamar Jackson acts as his own agent. That's
Lamar's
terrific.
Lamar's mom. Yeah, I met her at the flag football thing. Not flag football, but yeah, it was flag football.
You know who? You got another one, Mikey? You want to fire another one?
Ron Butler.
You know who you never would have named 4 days ago?
Ron Butler. And guess what you're naming now? Hey, but this is,
I'm just saying, like,
let me,
he now has by far his most high-profile client
ever.
Let
me hit you with another thing, okay? This is another thing about, and I always say us. I put myself right with it. Us in the media.
Us.
We think we're blasting someone. And in essence, we're promoting them. Guess what people know now? They know Ron Butler. They know he's whose agent? Jaden Daniels. he gonna get some phone calls.